be there, be present, talk to people, listen to people.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about those connections. Arguably right now, it's the most crucial point in digital age of talking to people and making connections.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring. Yes, Kia provided us the most fuel-efficient, comfortable car to be our mobile podcasting studio as we drive state to state, Los Angeles to New York, celebrating Women in Tech, featuring them on the Women in Tech podcast. First of all, it has cooled seats. It has the most silent AC. You can't even hear it. I leave it on low during the interviews and it is perfect. No disruption at all. You have fuel efficiency because it's hybrid. It comfortably stores all of our stuff. And there's three of us in this car with a ton of backpacks and mic gear and video gear. The Kia Niro Touring is phenomenal. Simply could not be possible without Kia. A huge thank you. Enjoy the Women in Tech road trip series. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am here in Toronto, Canada at Workplace One. Let me tell you, Toronto has such a connective tech community. It is really, really exciting and invigorating to be here. And right now I get to sit with OK Grow's Fira to tell me how fierce she is in the tech industry. Hello.
What an intro. Thanks so much for having me. This is great.
Of course. OK, so go ahead and formally introduce yourself to everybody.
Sure. So I'm Glafira and I work at OK Grow, which is a software development consultancy in Toronto. I've been in tech for, I guess, just under 3 years. So pretty new, I guess, to this whole thing. But yeah.
And what is your direct role in the tech space?
So I call myself community lead. Primarily.
Yeah.
It is a marketing role. So these types of roles have been shifting in the past little while. So they merge a lot of the marketing initiatives that you usually do as a marketing manager.
Right.
But we like to call ourselves community people. So why? Because we promote exactly that, communities, right?
Yeah.
We build them, we promote them, we encourage people to get involved in certain initiatives.
Yeah.
We support them, we back them up. We talk to a lot of people, you know, and it's not so much about marketing all the time towards, you know, their companies.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really take care of things in your own backyard.
I was having this conversation yesterday. So I completely obviously believe that you're a woman in tech or else you wouldn't be on the show. But I was having this conversation yesterday with someone because sometimes people are like, I'm not a woman in tech, even though they work with a tech company. And I think that's really interesting. And in the conversation I was having yesterday, they said the same thing. I'm not a woman in tech. I'm like, you create one of the most significant tech conferences. How are you not a woman in tech? And she's like, you know, I've never looked at it that way. And I love how that you own, like, yeah, I'm a powerful woman in technology. So like, what does being a woman in tech mean to you?
That's a very interesting question because I think a lot of people answer very differently. For some people, it might mean, you know, connecting with the audience that you necessarily wouldn't, which is certainly a part of it. Personally, for me, it's being able to do something that you never otherwise said to yourself, I can do this.
Right.
So tech for me was a very far-reaching thing before. I didn't know much about it to begin with when I started out.
Right.
Being in it and having a lot of people who felt the same way really helped foster that feeling like, oh my goodness, like I really belong here. This is tech. This is happening. And belonging to this type of, I guess, thought in general.
Right.
You're in this, you're doing it, you're making waves, you know, you meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And I think it comes back to that community aspect of what I do. You meet constantly with other tech people.
Right.
You know, you talk to them, you find their stories, you share your stories. And that's exactly it. So being, you know, a woman in tech is being part of that community in tech in general.
I agree.
So I think all the women, you know, if they say, you know, I didn't think I was in tech, maybe it helps to have outside support to let them know you are. Yeah. You know, if they're not getting that support, I have a million groups that I can suggest to people, you know.
What's one?
One is Girl Geeks Toronto. I don't know if you've heard of
them. No, tell me.
They're wonderful. They put on a bunch of events. Anna, who's the lead, is amazing, amazing woman.
Yeah.
So I'll give you all the information. But Girl Geeks Toronto have been sort of on the forefront of getting female leaders to speak at their events.
Right.
And getting women together, talking about the community and what it is like to be in tech in general.
Right. Right?
So even if you're on the marketing side of things, sometimes you think, well, am I really part of this tech
right.
community? Am I really?
Yeah.
But you are. And
yeah.
So they have been doing a really wonderful job right. of getting people together and, you know,
totally. I started creating companies when I was a teenager, but I do know how to build websites. However, I'm not a programmer, and I've always considered myself a woman in tech because I'm the visionary. If it weren't for me, I mean, I founded the companies, like, so the company would not exist. And then my co-founders have always been CTOs, but yeah, I think it's a really interesting, in producing the Women in Tech podcast, how many women are like, oh, I'm not the right fit. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I know what the right fit is. They're like, well, I'm not really a woman in tech.
We're always our own worst self-critics, right? People
yeah.
come to you and they say, listen, you've been doing this really good job. You know, you should talk about it. You should promote things,
yeah.
including my wonderful boss, you know, who tells yeah. me you should promote these things.
Yeah.
You know, you should do that. And I'm sitting there like, am I really? Yeah, I guess I can do it. So
yeah,
it's always
yeah.
you doubt yourself
yeah.
first, right? It's always
yeah.
that sort of doubt that comes in. But I think taking any step, you know, whether it's out of your comfort zone
right.
or, you know, reaching out to people that you are comfortable with
right.
and doing something with them
right.
is such a good way to do that.
Totally. When would you say that you fell in love with technology?
So my sister, I'm going to bring her into
yes.
this. She's going to hate me for it.
No.
But so she's been sort of my guide through all of this
yeah.
because she's been in tech, I guess, 4 years before I started. Out,
right.
Right. So she was a graphic designer to begin with. And so she would tell me about all the initiatives that were happening.
Yeah.
And this was before the whole, you know, hype behind, you know, Toronto is a tech hub.
Yeah.
This is when things were just like starting out.
Yeah.
So
and what year was that?
Oh, that's a good question. So I guess
like 2 years ago, 5 years ago.
So you mean for Toronto growing as a tech
yeah.
scene? I think it really started 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
I would pinpoint
yeah.
that as a, I guess, start off, lift
totally.
Off. And then wonderful things have been happening. You have conferences probably every month, you
yeah.
know, that support the tech community. You have diversity initiatives, which
right.
are amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I think Toronto really nails it when it comes to things
yeah.
like that. So I think 3 years ago was a safe bet to say. And so 4 years ago, my sister was, you know, giving me all the insights into this is happening. You know,
yeah.
she'd get into it.
Yeah.
The teams were great. People were a little bit relaxed. You know, it's
yeah.
that sort of laid back culture sometimes in tech of,
right.
you know, the startup culture that
right.
really helps you to really feel yourself out.
Right.
You know, what are you good at? Explore, jump around.
Yeah.
But tech has been really, really supportive of, you know, doing that. So yeah, I would say 4 years ago.
Very
yeah.
cool. Okay. So your sister.
Yes.
So tell me about your sister.
So yeah. she's a wonderful human being who's my best friend.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds so super
yeah.
sappy, but it's
yeah,
true.
I love it.
So we're actually, like we don't have any cousins or anything.
Yeah.
So we only got each other in that sense. And we came to Canada about, I guess, 15 years ago. So we weren't even born
yeah.
in Canada. So it
where
was,
were you born?
We're from Ukraine.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So
you don't even have an accent. Yeah.
Thank you. I worked really hard. Yeah. So we came and I was 12 years old at the
yeah.
time and she was, I guess, 16 at the time. She's 4 years older. And that's when the journey sort of began, right?
Yeah.
All the opportunities that
yeah.
are in front of you. And for her, tech has been sort of a very streamlined process
yeah.
because she went to school for graphic design. I didn't. I was
yeah.
doing, you know, business side
yeah.
of things or politics,
yeah.
you know, writing. And
yeah.
she's like, no, graphic design, I'm just going for it. And
yeah.
she just did it. And she worked at Autodesk for some time. And then she moved to Scotiabank Digital Lab. So she
yeah.
had an array of jobs that were very
right.
tech oriented. So I think in a lot of ways she was the main influence behind
right.
me getting into it. And
yeah.
obviously people and my friends who have been urging me to get into it.
Yeah.
So.
And what is your main hub here in Toronto? I know right now we're completely welcomed by Workplace One, which has been outstanding. Where do you go to connect with the community in town?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch. It's a laundry list of places that you can definitely yeah. go to. I don't have one particular place, and I don't like to say that I do.
Yeah.
It's unfair to me to pinpoint one, to be honest. Right. There are a lot of places like coffee shops that have sort of availability for people to connect that we go to. So me predominantly working at King and Spadina area, which is, I guess you would say, is a Toronto tech hub.
Okay.
That is the area where every company is, it seems, right? You have your Google, Mozilla, you know, you have yeah. everybody. So I think that area, I would say, is where people meet and they yeah. connect. Why? Because we're all across the street from each other. We just sort of hop around. We go yeah. to events. We talk constantly.
Yeah.
Slack has been a huge help, right? Because as an online I guess community person as well.
Yeah.
Slack has been a crucial part of connecting. So that is a hub as well.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't associate things. They say, no, that's physical. That's online. It's all together now. Digital age is here, you know, interacting online, doing things online is also a way of connecting and hanging out, I guess.
What is your favorite thing about working with the OK Grow team?
Aside from them being super cool people, so I recently started with them. It's only been, I guess, 3 months.
Yeah. How did you find the opportunity?
This is a really funny story. So at my previous job, yeah. I wanted to get the CEO of the company to do a talk at one of the right. meetups. So I used to organize a lot of software, predominantly JavaScript meetups in the city.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you know, I showed him an email and I said, yeah. hey, do you want to come by? We'll do like a mobile development yeah. Meetup. Do you want to come by and speak at it?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, definitely. He replied right away. Yeah. He's like, let's do it. He's super keen on it. And I was just delaying. I was like, oh my God, we're not doing this. We're not doing right. this. There's no time for this. We're really swamped. And I kept sending emails. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Can we do this
yeah,
later?
Yeah,
can
yeah.
we do this later? And I felt really bad about that. So when that sort of era ended, I just wanted something new.
Yeah.
And for me, something new meant new group of people,
yeah.
new community, and a different role, right?
Yeah.
So organizing events was really fun, but I wanted to take a more integral part in that online engagement
right.
and really manage that community as well. And so I emailed Paul, who is my boss, and I said, hey, do you want to, you know, grab a coffee?
Yeah.
So we had an introduction done through one of our colleagues.
Right.
That's how we started talking, actually. So thanks to him as well. And I said, you know, let's meet. So we met up, we started talking, and he said, you know, I really want to push hard in this community thing. Let's do it. And it was so informal. It was so great.
Yeah.
Over a cup of coffee, we decided we're doing this.
That's you know? Amazing.
And I came on board. And I think we've been doing really cool stuff. I do want to talk about one initiative that we are doing, and I'm so happy about it.
Yeah.
We're putting on an event. It's a JavaScript event for testing. It's a conference. It's a one-day single-track conference.
Awesome.
It's going to be in Texas. So
In the States.
Yeah. So it's definitely a huge undertaking for us, yeah. but we're super
we're
excited.
Where in Texas?
San Antonio, predominantly.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's going to be great.
Why did you pick that?
You know what? It sounds funny, but you know, think about a conference they usually go to. Where is it? West Coast, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, where is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
Happen?
I mean, but you're in Canada.
I know. So we're thinking, no, let's do it San Antonio. It's
Canadians
beautiful.
Just make the world a better place.
Thank you for saying that. We like to spread our love. Right?
Yeah.
Why
essentially,
do it in one place?
Yeah.
Toronto has amazing conferences, you know, but we really wanted to spread our wings.
Right.
Try the States.
Right.
You know, are there people out there who are as passionate as we are about
right.
what we do? I think there are. We had
yeah.
a really good response. We launched the diversity initiative. So we
right.
reached out to different groups in Canada and the States, not close to Europe,
yeah.
but usually people from Europe are not as involved. But we reached out. We said, you know, if you want to get involved, let us know.
Yeah.
So there are sponsor opportunities. We reached out to diversity groups, you know,
so cool.
Women Who Code, asking, you know, we can give away like a discount
right.
and do you want some tickets? Can you promote our stuff? So that collaboration has been really, really
yeah.
key, especially because it's not on the home front.
Yeah.
It is somewhere else. So we
yeah.
really, really needed to rely on the help from people, you know, in these communities,
right
outside of Canada.
So let's jump back actually to talking about creating these JavaScript meetups. And that's essentially how you got connected to OK Grow. Because what I think is so useful about that kind of insight is there's so many people right now that are like, how do I invent my life? So one, how did you even know in the beginning, like what even inspired you to create a JavaScript meetup? And then how'd you know to how to start doing that?
So the company that I worked for is actually the one who fostered that community relationship, right? So me coming on board as their events person was the first step into really owning it.
Right.
So before, you know, people get together and they just do a bunch of events. It's very informal.
Right.
There's no structure. And although that could be great sometimes, but right. I think if you're doing a greater outreach and you want to get really amazing speakers in,
yeah.
you got to be a little bit more on, you know, in the game here.
Yeah.
So coming on board and doing that and investing the time into making these events, you know, big,
yeah.
for lack of a better word, was exactly that, right? So I think for me in the beginning, it was really hard to understand the software environment.
Right.
And I'm very open about that. You know, right. it is a learning curve for everybody, yeah. no matter what the industry that you're joining or right. what you're doing. I had zero knowledge.
Right.
Who are developers? What do they do?
Totally.
What are they like?
Yeah, it's daunting.
What kind of speakers do they want to hear?
Right,
you know,
right,
or
right.
see? What are the topics? You know, how totally. Do I curate the topics?
Totally.
You know, they send in and, you know, JavaScript, you know, and, yeah. I'm looking at it. What is JavaScript? And, you know, Google becomes your best friend. And you're
totally.
Thankfully, I had a really good team
yeah.
Who helped me get through it. And they were very knowledgeable. I had a really good mentor at the time. Who is an amazing woman in tech, by the way. And I think having that relationship with the people on my team was really amazing. They really helped me understand everything better, curate things better, and have a really unified approach to, I guess, making these events happen, right?
Yeah.
So the path after that became super clear.
Yeah.
You know, I can own these. I can help these. I can foster and make these communities grow,
right.
which I did. You know, first meetup, let's say, was 50 people. Yeah. By the end of the time, it was 150.
That's amazing.
And that's huge, right?
And what's one walk-away action step that you can give everybody listening how they can grow their meetups from zero to 150?
Main thing is be there. I know it sounds really funny.
Yeah.
But be there, be present, talk to people, listen to people.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about those connections. Arguably right now, it's the most crucial point in digital age of talking to people and making connections.
Right.
Because right now, you know, you could be one message away online, email away, but what really happens, you know, the important thing that happens
yeah.
on the floor.
Totally.
You attend, you talk to the people, you give them, you know, feedback if yeah. they need it.
Yeah.
You know, you have an open line constantly.
Right.
So, and people like that. So a lot of the developers that I've spoken to, that I've got to work with, you know, it was all about that. It's the feedback they always have is Fira was always there. You know, I saw her at every meetup. You know, I had questions, she was there. So I think just being there predominantly yeah. is the most important thing, and being present and being very mindful.
Totally.
So quick, I guess, word of advice to anybody starting out in tech in general, regardless of who you are, women or not, is to just keep doing what you're doing. And a lot of times it gets really, really tough and you think that you don't belong or you might not be as knowledgeable about certain things, but you are. Find a community that supports you, that you can contribute to, and you feel like you belong, and just keep at it.
I love it. How can people connect with you?
Easiest way, I'm everywhere. Twitter is probably the easiest, which is FiraGraph. And email is always open, on the company website. You can also shoot a message there. I check them. So there are a number of ways.
Can you spell out the email?
Yeah. So again, it's GLAFIRA@okgrow.com.
Perfect. And before you walk away, we have a Share Your Compass bracelet. It's by a female founder in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's cork imported from Portugal. This is 2106. The idea is within 2 weeks, you give it to a woman in tech who really inspires you. And then that woman in tech gives it to a woman in tech who inspires her. And each person shares a story on Share Your Compass on how you received it. And then you could track the story of the bracelet as it connects women in tech around the world.
That is so cool.
So 2106, do you already have in mind someone you'll give it to?
You know what? Maybe. I got to think. There's so many amazing people.
Yeah, there
you know,
are.
It's really
a lot
hard
of amazing
to choose.
People.
And I'm always very, very keen on, you know, giving shout outs. But honestly, there are too many people who have been involved in making my journey a
yeah.
little bit better
yeah.
and, you know, guiding me. So I'm going to give them a huge shout out probably on Twitter after this and just say thank you.
You got it. You got it. Well, thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. This has been awesome. awesome. If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. And you can say hello to us on Women in Tech Show on all the socials. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This Women in Tech road trip is powered by Kia Niro Touring.
Conchetta, who we're about to interview, is about to say all sorts of things. I wouldn't let her tell me before because I wanted it to be fresh. What are you about to say?
This is craziness. Okay, I am in the market for a car, and I just spent yesterday afternoon at Kia listening to them talk about how the Niro broke the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I didn't even know that.
Traveling across the country with the fewest gas stops. I cannot believe I'm sitting in it right now.
A huge thank you to Kia for powering this road trip series of the Women in Tech podcast.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.